Before Yom Tov, we learned the Gemara Lamed Vav on the day. Maybe we'll start again from the piece of Gemara. Lamed Vav on the day, right before the white line. Right after the end of the parentheses, the Gemara has a shaila about tilfilis. About peppers, what bracha do you say when you eat peppers? Well, if the shaila pepper grows on a tree, so you should say barakivay. So why shouldn't you say barakivay? So the Gemara quotes the machlekes. Tilfilis, rashesh, yisama shahakoil. Rabba Omar Veloi Klum. No bracha at all. Why not bracha at all? Zagmava. As the Rabba, the Tane Rabba goes to Shita Sadi. Omar Rabba, Rabba said a memory in Yuma, in the last Perik in Yuma, the din is that one who does malacha, one who eats, and Yom HaKippurim is Chayv Kari. And it's important to know, it's not just an ethic to the Beis Shamayla, it's our business also. One who's Chayv Kari, if he does an Aver B'Nezir, if he violates that Aver B'Sheg, he gets to bring a Chata. So it's important for us to know Halacha L'Maisa, which Yisurim has Kari, which Yisurim did not have Kari. So if a person doesn't eat on Yom Kippur, but he wears shoes. Tonight, Mr. Lindbergh has a... Tonight, Mr. Lumber has the second year effect of his father's of Hanukkah in the neighborhood. So we should dedicate to learning his memory. A cover of the Yehuda of Reb Dovid. I think Yirei Shammai from the doctor to me. So it's important, Halacha L'maaseh, to know which Averis have Koris and which Averis do not have Koris. Whenever the Averis has Koris, if one violates Averis in Shegeg, he'll be Chayv Chadus. So it's simple. So someone wears shoes on Yom Kippur. The wearing shoes, the mazer, does not have kari. Some Hashem hold that it's only an issue of the Rabbana. But even according to the way it's mashmah from the Rambam, the wearing shoes is an issue of the Raita, or bathing on Yom Kippur, or Sichot, the Shemen, even if one should assume that all of these are Tashmi Shamit, even if one should assume that these constitute Yisurim the Raita, that there would be no kari. That the person who violates these Averis, the Shemen, there would not be a Chiyat Chazah. For Achilo Shtiyah, or Mabachir, there is Kari. And maybe the Mishnah says in the last Perek in Yuma, that one of those Achilo Shtiyah, the Yom Kippur, or Malach of Yom Kippurim would be Chayat Chatas B'Shemi. So what if the person eats, that's what Rabbi is discovering. What if the person eats skillfully, he eats peppers, on Yom Kippurim, would it be Chayat Kari? It's amazing, and maybe he would be Chayat Chatas B'Shemi, or would you say no? The Rabbi goes to Shita, the Rabbi says that there's no bracha at all on eating skillfully. He must explain, why should there be no bracha at all? Rabbi says no bracha at all on eating skillfully, goes with Shitasai, and he says that one who's caught skillfully, the other just one who eats and swallows, caught doesn't just mean you chew and you spit it out. You chew and you spit it out, so you didn't swallow, there's no bleed. Just the ether, just the chew, for sure is not a violation of Yom Kippur. Somebody chews tobacco and spits it out, that's not an ether, you keep it. But caught means that he swallows tobacco. Yeah. Well, even if he swallows tobacco, he's not bad because it's not right. The Rabbi says the same over here, that tilfully is namish not right, Achilah doesn't have a shame medical, and therefore you're not Chayv Kari. So why does it call him caught? Caught means that you chew. Why does he call it Ha'echel tilfully? The Rashi writes the Lashon, called over Shadim Ha'echel, Shaloi Kedarka, Mikri Kasita. Caught really means to chew, but over here the Lashon, because it's Al-Fidin, it's not called Achilah, so we consider it as if he's just chewing it. We're talking he really swallows it. But Al-Fidin, the swallowing of tobacco, the swallowing of tilfully doesn't constitute Achilah, so all he did Al-Fidin was that he chewed it. He didn't really eat. It's a little bit like a bear. Yeah. It's not the full bear. Not the full bear, you call it cross.
Yes.
Actually, why don't you say actually on Yom Kippurim? You do say Ashuday, Midrabbanan. Ashuday is the reason why it's prohibited Midrabbanan. He says, Prat the Prat Ravalasis, and it's also Midrabbanan because of Ashuday. Ashuday is only a Svarim Midrabbanan. Ashuday is not a Svarim Midrabbanan. So I'm showing you that Svarim Midrabbanan is a Pshinah, Rav Shimon holds that if you eat a Chotzi Shir, Shimon holds that, let's say a person eats a Chotzi Zayis of Chomet B'Pesach, that he's a Chotzi Zayis of, Chotzi Zayis of Zubel, or Shreif, or Dan, whatever, so Rav Shimon holds that you're letting. So the reason in Marcus writes that the reason why Shimon holds that you're loyal is because of Achshavei. If it's a Nisa, they're right, it's not because of Achshavei. The Poshim Shat Achshavei, he has a whole Pshat in the Gemara. What's the Lord's in what France to say like that? The Poshim Shat is something that Achshavei is only a Svarim in the Rabban. It's not a Svarim in the Rabban. And I don't know how you say Achshavei, but that's why it's not in the Rabban. But Minasar, it's a Pshat in the Rabban. It's actually gone. So this is the Shit also. Not really, no.
I mean, regular
food. Okay, a person swallows
it
up. Don't suppose Achila, perfect Achila. Mm-hmm. I remember someone asked Rav Soloveitchik a shayla about gelatin capsules, about taking medication in a gelatin capsule, is it also a mussa? Rav Soloveitchik said it's mussa. Then we asked him, is the reason why? So he said, don't ask me the reason. You ask me the din, I'll tell you what the din, I'm not going to tell you the reason. Then he said, well, someone told him that it's mussa because if you swallow it, you don't chew, it's not called achila. So he said, that's not the reason. But he's not going to tell him the reason why. I don't know why he didn't want to tell him the reason why. He said, that's not the reason. He said, that's not a consideration. One of the friend has like that on the Gemara, the end of Sochim, the last part of Sochim, the Gemara makes a distinction between Mala matzah as opposed to mala maror. That if you swallow matzah without chewing it, you are yaitzeh. If you swallow maror without chewing it, you're not yaitzeh. So the normal pshat is that maror is the exception to the rule. Even tamor the lekka. Now maror, that's the Mishnah Berurah. That's how the standard mafreshim say that. Yes, maror is an exception to the rule. I call it terakula. Achila without neisa, swallowing without chewing is shnei achila. It's Kedarach Achilas, but by Mora, it's a special thing, the Inan Tamora Lek, if it's falling in the shoe, then you don't taste the Mora. And the Kor Shor, in the Sefer on Sochin, on that Gemara, writes the Pshat Parker. He says, no, the Iker Adin really is, like by Mora, that whenever you swallow, that's what the Rav said, that it was wrong. The Iker Adin, whenever you swallow something without chewing it, it's called Achilas, Kedarach Achilas, it's that normal, and it's Lashme Achila. Why is it that by Matzi? Why do you say? They say because Matzi is called Lachamayne, and therefore Matzi is the exception to the rule. What does Lachamayne got to do? Why poor people swallow their food and they don't carry on the sugar there? They're hungry. Okay. Special reason. That's the Shaila, how do you know? So all of the Achrayim say that it's an exception to the rule by Mara because you need Tamara or Valeka. You need to eat a Tamara. You have to take the flavor of the bitterness in the nice amik. And one of the Achrayim, the Choshar, writes for Kek, he writes, no, that the Ikeradinikol Tarakul is if you swallow without chewing, it's not called Achila. The one exception to the rule is Mazda. So here's the same, or has in the Deisa Oyster. He has an encyclopedia of his tradition. Alphabetically arranged off the Aleph page. On the Aleph, he talks about Achila. It was only printed on Aleph and Beis, the whole Beis Oyster. The rest is still in manuscripts. So under Achila, under the letter Aleph, in the first volume of the Beis Oyster, he quotes this Korshan. He shows too many Gemaras, and it's just not so. That's the Tangerunga Fakir, that the Ikir Dinu Kalatai Kul is that Achila is not chewing. It is called Achila, and the one exception to the rule is Marar, because Din and Tamarar are like. So what is again, what did Rava make a Lushitasai? Igmar made a Lushitasai and Rava, not Rava. Igmar made a Lushitasai and Rava. As the Rava Lushitasai made, Rava goes to Lushitasai, that just like Rava said on Yom Kippurim, that if you eat, if you swallow pilpili on Yom Kippurim, it's only in Yisra Rabbanan because of Ashaday, but there's no Yisra Deraisa. So too, there's no Rava. So we mentioned last time that the Kivagir is troubled with this Gemara. It doesn't eat straight. How is this Lushitasai? Just because of Shalok Yadarach Achilosai, and on Yom Kippur you put them, so that follows that you don't say bracha at all. It just follows that the bracha is knocked down, the shakel. Why should it be that there's no bracha whatsoever? We understand Rav Sheish, it's on the shakel. Rav Sheish says shakel, Shalok Yadarach Achilosai. Whenever you eat anything, Shalok Yadarach Achilosai, the bracha should be shakel. Why should it be no bracha at all? So we said over a biur based on the Shagasari and the Satan. Each one independently has a chiddush. The Shagasari has based on a Shkita Gemara, And the Sfasen has based on the Mishnah. They both, the Chavim of Dabar Echad, that was, it's a different part of it. Sfasen died, 60, 70 years ago. He just died in our time.
Yeah.
The 30s?
Yeah.
And the Shagatari was in the 1700s, 200 years ago. So they both have the same Ein Fal of Achidish, that although there is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that if one eats Machol HaTasuroi, Shemoi Kederach HaChilot, so it's Yusam and HaTorah, the whole Easter is only with the Rabbana. But eating at Yom HaKippurim is an exception to the rule. But Echob Yom HaKippurim, Achidish, Shemoi Kederach HaChilot, so it would constitute an Easter Zerai. So that, how do they know that this is true? So the Shagatari has one marker and the Shagatari has a different marker. The Shagatari has goes to the root. To the root of the matter. But he says, the Gemara says in Sochim in the second Perek that there are two exceptions to the rule regarding that thing that Shlokadar Chachinostar is Mutam and Atayla, and the Tommy also has only two exceptions to the rule are Tasa Becholov and Kloy Hakir. So in Tasa Becholov it says three times Lo Tadashla to be Becholov. It doesn't say Lo Tadashla. But since it doesn't say Lashon Achila, when it says Lashon Achila, it has to be Kederach Achila. But whenever it doesn't say the Lashon Achila, even though the meaning is Achila, then the English word Kederach Achila is also Menatur. And the same is true regarding Kloy Akerim also. It says Pentugdash Hamlei Azerash Atizra. It says Pentugdash, and it doesn't say the Kederach Lashon Achila. The English word Kederach Achila is also in Israel there, right? So the Shagatari says, if you use the Gemara's reasoning, the Gemara's logic, the same should apply to Yom HaKippur. It never says, Lo Yisachnu Ma'oichu in Yom HaKippur. It says, the Yisam and Sashin Sarechem. It says it in a different camouflage. It's written in a different language. The verb of Achila doesn't appear. So just like the Gemara explained why Bas Bechalim and Kloya Kem were exceptions to the rule, so the same should be true regarding Achila to Yom HaKippur.
Isn't this your own self-nature? Or is it actually...
The Sfasem has a difference, he has a Reichacha from the Mishnah, he doesn't really go to the root of the issue. As a Reichacha from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Kod Ha'lechem is Sarslim, if you eat on Yom HaKippurim, if you eat a Kishir, then you have Kurs. How much is a Kishir? So the food, if you eat food, the Kishir is Kim Malot. And if you're drinking Mashkim, then the Kishir is Malot Lutman. So the Mishnah says, Ha'lechem and Mashkim are not Mitzarsim, they're not Mitzarsim together, but then Kishir and Shabbat. But Kod Ha'lechem and Mitzarsim then is there. The Kod Ha'lechem and Mitzarsim then is there. Because all the Mashkim have the same Kishir of Kim Malot Lutman. And all the Yachim have the same shear of Pasevet Agadzor. But the Pasevet on the Mishnah and Yuma comment, how can you say call a Mashkin a Sparkin? Sometimes two Mashkin just don't blend in together. He just has milk and he's going to have orange juice. He's going to pour the milk into the orange juice and going to drink it together. That can say call a Mashkin a Sparkin, and there's some Mashkin that are so different. Some Yachim that have such a conflict in flavor, that is look at their Achim also. So he says, all right, but the Mishnah, if you would have asked me, I said, Papa Marskina, that is not. He's eating a salami sandwich. It doesn't mean he's eating orange juice. He's eating drinking Pepsi Cola. I mean he's drinking Pepsi Cola, and then he has regular soda. It doesn't mean he's having orange juice mixing together with milk. Who says that he's drinking two things that are facing each other? So the Sartan says no, but it says in the Mishnah, Kala Eichon, Kala Mashkin, it's Sartan Zenzer. So the right in the Mishnah, the Rishon, like Ezarach Achimosai, is also on Issa, the right on Yom HaKippur. So on the assumption that that's true, then we understand very well this Gemara. If Shalok Yedarach Achimosa is an Issa Deraita on Yom HaKippurim, still an Issa Deraita. So why in the world does Rabbi say that if you eat Pilpul on Yom HaKippurim, you're false, you can't say because Shalok Yedarach Achimosa. That's not enough for an explanation. Even Shalok Yedarach is also an Issa Deraita. You have to say that Rabbi is telling us that it's even worse than that. That Tilpulin does not, the Chesed is not a Chesed of Oichel. The Tin is Amish not Roy Lachila. It's like eating paper. The Tin is Amish not Roy Lachila. So there's no bracha at all on that. If you eat food, but you ate a Shlok Adar Chachilah Zay, then whatever the bracha should have been, it's knocked down to Shachar. But if you eat something that's Mamish not Oichel at all, it's not called a Mais Achila at all. It's not only Achila Shlok Adar Chachilah Zay. It's not called a Chesed of Oichel at all. So that's Taki Kuk. How's the Rav? The same man? The Rav is Rishi Tosa. The two members of Rabbah, the Shittah. The Gemara's going to talk about it. Beg the Markasha Nefei, that's what we left off last time. Beg the Gemara Nefei, how can Rabbis say such a thing that tempers are not real achila at all? There is a brayta that says, hey, Ramei, right there, and they used to praise Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara gave us such a wonderful land, Eretz Yisrael, Mimash Mishanam of our Alpim, Allah says, Tiriyoi, says in the Chumash, it's not permitted to eat when you plant the tree. And the Tiriyoi grow, the first 3 years the Tiriyoi Sarasa Basila Bamro. The state of shame. Bar Atam Allah says to that it's talking about a tree that gives forth fruit. The wood of the tree, the branches of the tree, the leaves of the tree, everything is mutter. The roots, everything is mutter. Basi Labano. The only thing that's not Labano are the payments. The Amy Deshaes, Michael, isn't it obvious in the context that it's talking about a tree that gives up payments? His Matha Malama, Ace Michael, it says, he's the Bar Allah and the Titan call Ace Michael Bar Atam. No sin. Or the Titan call Ace. Syria means a tree that has pears. If it doesn't have pears, it has nothing to discuss. But why does it take twice? And the Titan call it Michael. Syria. Why does it have to say that you plant a tree that gives forth fruit that is edible? And then it repeats again that the fruit is of twice, it's a repetition. There must be to be marked another kind of a tree that you might have thought that not. So all the eight. Shitameto Tiriyah Shabbat. Marda Chidish. Ve'ezehu, which tree is it? Marda Zahatopolis. That even if you plant a tree and topol and grow on the tree, even the din of oil applies even to such case. In other words, topol is usually not, it's not like a, not like a pear or an apple or an orange that you eat in the tennis. And typically usually is used in spice of other things. So one might have thought that since it's not a tree that's neck of the terrasmite, maybe the law of oil should apply. But the Tosi doesn't matter whether it does apply. L'lamdach, what does the Tosi teach you? The Ribuyish, Rachel, from the Chayav Noah. It's fine. Well, L'lamdach, what is the Tosi? What is the gist of the whole Tosi? How wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. Shein Eretzoch, Hasera Klum. Shema, the Tosi, Zeretz, Shalev, and Miskenet, Tachav, Olechem. You will not eat bread with scarcity. Yosef, the Kobo, nothing will be missing. There will be everything to eat. Kol Tzu, to eat in Eretz Yisrael. You see, from the Tosi, that Tilpulin is called a tree, and it's edible, but it's not red, Achila. There's no contradiction between the Drushes and the Pasuk and Rabbi's memory. It's talking about two different filters. If it's a fresh, it means it's wet, it's moist. If it's the same way it grew on the tree, so then it is edible. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. But even though it's not normally eaten, this may act small, people don't eat tofu by itself. It's usually used as a spice. Nonetheless, the dinam of all apply. Of the chavi yveshtim, my brother says, that it should look at derech achilasa, and it's even more, it's not even called a chetz avarcha at all. And if you eat it on your kippur, it's not only an issa de rabbanon, that's the yveshtim. If they dried it out, so then it's like HBO, then it's like a nifam achila. What if, let's say you add a piece of nezela. I go to the A&T and I buy non-kosher flesh. And I leave it out of the refrigerator for 2 months. So it's going to spoil. It's going to be awful. So it won't be right achila. So the Gemara has a drush of them in but it's mitzvah. If we have, it's mitzvah and not therapy to eat it. So then it's in the rabbanon because of achshavei. But it's mitzvah and not therapy to eat it because it's saying it's royal achila fadim. Whatever is not royal achila fadim, there's mitzvah and not therapy. So the same over here. You have yvesh that started off as you did, so filpulin started off as well achila. But if you dry it out, and it's absolutely dry, it's not well achila. And then Robert says it doesn't have a shame at all. But if you eat it, you don't even say a broth at all. And he gives it by two. The minig was that they used to dry it out and sprinkle it like we had, the powdered spices.
Does Rabbi disagree with what?
Disagree? I do not, but Rabbi says actually. It says, cost to the young herd, cost to the apolosa. That it's also to the Rabbanan, that's the exception.
But
the ultimate labor because of Akshaya. Akshaya you have by that case. If I have a person wants to eat chazen, he goes to the AMC, he buys some chazen, and he leaves it out of the refrigerator for 2 months and it's absolutely moldy and spoiled. So the dinner is, we don't take any chazen. That's what I'm saying. So the Rosh, there's a Mishnah in Sochem that has like that, that if you have bread, that's a pash itcho. It's a mitzvah. So it says that it's mutaba anor. So what if it's mutaba anor? What if it's mutaba achila?
Who wants to eat it?
They'll use it for anor. They'll grow bacteria.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they'll use it for the purpose. They'll use it for anor, but they won't use it for achila. And the Rosh says on that Mishnah, no. The Rosh says that the Mishnah says mutaba anor doesn't say mutaba achila. Because with the Rabbanon and Tata Rachidim because of Ashrei. That's the whole mock of the Ashrei. That Rosh has a deal on that mission. I don't think it's been working right. It's like eating slick there. I don't think it's been working right. I think it's slick there. I think it's
slick
there. It doesn't have to be double shovel from damage, but it has to be Kedera Hakilot. Okay, I don't know, maybe that's all Kedera Hakilot.
Yeah.
Everybody eats raw onions, right? You chop up raw onions and you eat them, and then a person sits and eats a raw onion like this.
You put it in sandwiches, you put it in.
I've got people eat raw potatoes also, when you chop it up, you put it in a salad, a little bit. Even if you have, if you have herring with a raw onion, they just say shakal on the herring, you don't say broch on the raw onion at all. That's not a raw onion, it's already a soaked onion.
Sometimes
we have families when they try to put a slice on the bread. What if you just eat more? That's also fine. That's normal. That's normal to eat. If you heard, you just eat the slice of the raw onion. Some of that's normal to eat that. That's right. What? What the other one? Some of that's Kedera Chachilo. If you eat something that should look Kedera Chachilo, it's knocked down to Shachol. Whatever Bracha should have been doesn't matter. It becomes Shachol.
You know, you want to say the Zika's troubles? The Shum?
Yeah.
Remember he was in the Bay of Shira, and he was told who ate Shum? He said he ate Shum, not any Shum.
His taste is in my mouth of the receiver. Discusses which fruits and vegetables are normal to eat raw, then you say the regular bracha. But if it's not normal to eat it raw, then you only say shakal nevedvar. At the end of the tesis, they discuss what bracha is and sugar. That's the last 5 months. So sukaru, when you have sugar cane that grows from the ground, but sukaru mevochem buried feet are 8. But that is buried feet, right?
Feet.
No, we have this. It's made from these. Then it's not buried feet. Right?
That's for sure. Now.
Yeah. That's for sure. This is sugar cane.
Yeah. You mentioned the whole
thing. That's what they call the pasuk. But sukaru means sugar cane. Mevochem is buried feet. Yari im dipshi. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim speaks about yar means trees that are grown in the forest. So the pshat of yari means that's sukaru. So they say that on if you suck the sugar from the sugar cane, you used to suck it directly. So the Rambam quotes a machlokes about this. There are 3 sheets whether the bracha is. Well, let's figure out a little bit. Let's see first. If you have sugar cane, then you suck it directly. Because if the Rambam quotes 3 sheets, when it's burping, all the three possibilities. Can't be burping, But there are 3 possibilities. When it's burping, right? The burping, right? The shakam is burp. What are the 3 possibilities? The fence that says burping, right? That's one sheet, the burping, right? Because that's cool bait. This grows on a stalk. that's considered an ape, you're eating it. The other souls know that Bird-Pirayit means you have to have a tree that has a tree that grows on it. But here, you don't have a... This is the thing itself. Huh? It doesn't say you have to plant it again next year. You have to plant it again. I don't know. First, you have to plant it again next year, so then the shirt should be supposed to be held on it.
We have to find out the Matthias.
I think, we can't touch people there. I think the Matthias is that it does grow like bananas. I think the roots do stay. You've got to find out. I think the roots do stay, and you don't have to plant it again next year. Right. So bananas is also much like this in the tour. 2 days in the tour. So we say, but on the assumption, I think the Matthias is like that. We better find out. I think the assumption is that that the roots do stay. I don't know if say that it's 4 feet away. So obviously they're assuming that the roots do stay, just the new thing grows. So the, so those who shun would say that it's Barthi Adama, some of them will say Barthi Adama because the whole thing disappears. And others say, different sound like Barthi Adama. The only say very Fiha A, even if you hold that bananas, it is Barthi Eight. That's only if you have an eight and you have a tree that grows on the eight. But here, the whole eight is the tree. So that's why they say that you can't say Barthi Eight. You say Barthi Adama, the whole tree. Even though it's really an eight, even though Taka has... even though today, and I'll have a din of Arla, let's say, there will be a din of Arla the first 3 years, but you can't say very pre-eight, because if the eight and the three are not two different things. And the third thing that the Rambam quotes, all three pieces I quoted, the third thing the Rambam quotes is that a shahakal need as well. Why? Because you don't swallow the whole thing. You chew it and then you spit it out. You just suck it out. You take out the juice. So that's Taka Shaila. If a person takes an orange and he squeezes out and he makes orange juice, so the drop of shakal on the orange juice. If you eat the orange with the juice and you swallow the whole thing, then it's worth your weight. So what if instead of squeezing out the juice like this over a cup, I put the orange in my mouth and I chew it just in order to get the juice out to swallow the juice, and then I spit out all of the pulp. So what profit do you say there? So that's Taka Machlekes, Machlekes and Achreinus. So some point out that this deal, and the Achreinus is a Machlekes, and the Rambam quoted the both sheikhs. When you chew the sugar cane, what do you say Shahakami Yibidra, right? Or do you say Barthi Noitza, Barthi Adama? So those who say that you say Barthi Adama, they hold that it's a difference between if you squeeze out the juice and then you drink it, then Shahakami. But if you chew it in your mouth, since when you put it in your mouth, it's intact, it's a free. Even though the mice are just swallowing, if you just chew something and you spit it out, you won't see any drop. But if you're chewing the fruit and swallowing the juice and then spitting out the pulp, half of the Rishonim in the garden, this is from the garden, half of the garden held that you would say Barthi Eight. You would say Barthi Eight. It wasn't all well, but it's Shahakos, because since Lamaisa, you only say Brachan chewing, you only say Brachan swallowing. Whatever you chew and you spit out, you're going to say a person chews food and spits it out. And he didn't swallow any of it. And he doesn't say any Brach at all. So here, Lamaisa is only swallowing the mashke. He's not swallowing the pulp of the sugar cane itself. So that's what I would say. The bracha has to be shahakal.
The bracha is going to the cloud. Is there a achilosa? That's the idula? In this case?
What do you mean to do?
The bracha is the idula. How is it? The bracha is both the eggs, both the
achilosa. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you eat. But you're saying he's not eating the
pear. Yeah, he's not eating the pear. He doesn't swallow the whole thing. No, but he's not eating the thing. No, that's an orange. An orange is part of the way to eat the orange. If you look at the orange, you don't say part of the way. If you chew the orange and you spit it out, you don't say a proper part of the way. So if you chew the orange and you swallow the juice, so all he's drinking is the juice, the orange juice, the shakal. Another shouldn't say no. Another shouldn't say no. If you squeeze it out over here and then you drink the orange juice, that's shakal. But if you chew it in your mouth, and then you, even though you swallow only the juice and the pulp you spit out, that's all right. This deal, they're not trying to make it like it's in Rishon. The Rambam
says,
because I'm also sheeted, but it's not that one, because the one reason is because the whole thing falls out. That's one time, but the Rishon don't say that time, they say another time. That's what the two of quotes I can add. And then the Rambam and these Gainim, they give this other time, because here, you don't have an eight and a tree that's separate from the eight. The eight is the tree. The whole thing is the tree. You can't say very free. Or eight. When the whole thing is, when you're eating the whole thing?
I shouldn't want to get all
of
it.
Right.
It's not a fruit.
Right.
It's a nutritive from God.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Right. They're always free. Why should
you? Right. The others say that don't say Shabbat. That's the other sheep. You don't say Shabbat. But the other is trying to say, no, that since you put it in your mouth, and then you chew it, and you swallow the juice, so then you have to say, Baruch Barpi Hoysa, or something like that. So which should that be? Should it be Hoysa or Adama? So it should be right, it's a treat. So the Rambam says the others say, no, it has to be Baruch Adama, because you can't say Baruch Barpi Hoysa. If the whole life is a treat, then this is a separate thing of being a treat.
What happens to you?
That's the shot. If you don't swallow, if you chew and you don't swallow, you don't say a bracha, so what good is it that you put it into your mouth? So the Rashash in the Dharam has an interesting comment. The Magen Avraham, Hilchos Brachos, complains against the minhag olam. A lot of people do this. Right? More than 50% of the olam does this. That they wash until it's 9, you're not allowed to talk. So be long kems or heinhauk, not to talk. So as soon as the sandwich is left on it, they put the bread in their mouth, they start talking before they swallow the bread. So the Magen Avraham says it's bracha without swallowing. Because if you chew bread and you don't swallow, so it doesn't require a bracha. And the bracha has to be recited over the mouth, before what? Immediately before swallowing, not before chewing. So he says, I'm going to let him out, and he starts chewing. So chewing doesn't require a bracha, so the bracha wasn't chal yet. But then the bracha is only chal when he swallows it, so he's mastic, if he talks in between chewing and swallowing, it comes out that the bracha, it was a heptic between the bracha and the swallowing, and the bracha latala has 10 other brachas. So a lot of people do this. It's a talent. So the Rashash and the Dorian tried to tone it down a little bit. They said, maybe it's not so bad. And it gives us some muscle, he reacts a little bit. So he says, even though chewing doesn't require a bracha, but if you swallow it after chewing, then it's going also not fair that the chewing was the beginning of the swallowing. Like we raised an issue before. Like the Torah said on the Gemara that he raised before, what if a person swallows macholos asuras without chewing? Is that an Isser Achila or not? So all of us, we say, for sure it is, and of course, sure, that's not a sign of that night. That if he didn't chew it, if he just swallowed only by matzah, special thing by matzah, lechemayim is an exception to the rule. But otherwise, you have to chew it first, and then swallow. So even if you hold not like the kosher, even if you hold not like the kosher, but still, if you chew it, you swallow, so the Rasha says the chewing is the beginning of the swallow. But that's apparently what these goyim hold as that word. If you're chewing an orange in your mouth, in order to swallow the juice, you're chewing the sugar cane in your mouth in order to swallow the sap, the juice that comes out. And then you spit out the whole pulp, you spit out the whole sugar cane, spit out the whole thing. So they hold that that's burpee, right? Because the chewing is the beginning of the swallowing, so in this case the chewing doesn't need a broken. Okay. Okay. In the zero, exactly the process depends on the swallowing. Swallowing is the final achiva, that's the real achiva. But still, you see, we're showing that chewing is the haspala. There is such a slur. The kosher is not in kamsa wrong. Even though Rav Yitzchak Tengel says he's wrong, and Rav Yitzchak said he's wrong, but it's not in kamsa wrong. So a little bit there is over there, the Rashi says.
So, if somebody should eat something, well, he may have broken everything as you throw out.
So, he already swallowed it.
So,
the beginning of Kol HaBosser. All the people on the Tillis design material in the beginning of Kol HaBosser. So the Yisrael beginning of Perek Kalachos is quoted by the Achrayim on Hilchos and Tilos Yedayim and Shulchan Aruch. He says that the person washes for bread, and then he changes his mind, he decides he doesn't want to eat bread. So we come out that it's a bracha v'atolam, and it's not, he has a chidush that it's not a bracha v'atolam. He says, since at that moment that you washed, you plan to eat bread, it's in the middle of nowhere, I wash my hands, and I say, I'm Tilos Yedayim, that's bracha v'atolam. That's like saying on Tilos Yedayim without even washing my hands. So if I wash my hands and I don't plan to eat bread, it's not a bracha v'atolam. But if at the time that I wash my hands, I really, truthfully, honestly, goodness intended to eat bread, so at that time I was talking about to wash until then, so just because I changed my mind, so what? But the Shabbat night was a mitzvah and I didn't, and I recited the bracha. Perhaps one could say, that's the question, would one say the same regarding a bracha? If the person says a bracha, plenty to eat food, and then he changes his mind later on and he decides not to eat food. But you have to say over here that it's not a bracha v'atolah. All of the Achrayim assume that it is a bracha v'atolah. It seems somehow that it's different. That it is a bracha on the Tilos Yedayim, relates to the Nitzvah. He did the Tilos Yedayim. The bracha on this, and he did the Nitzvah. It related to the Tilos. Then he changes his mind. He decides he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to eat any bread. Some cases, so the bracha related to the Tilos Yedayim. When the person says the bracha on eating, the Achrayim discuss, I'm a Tzai Shad if he didn't say Abdullah yet. And he says the bracha on food, then he has to on a tainus. On a tainus, the rabbanon, on some gedalia, dish about something. A person says the bracha on food, then he realizes he's not allowed to eat today. So what should he do? On the one hand, if he's going to eat, he'll violate the issue of eating, and this is the rabbanon, a minig, whatever time it's on food, some gedalia, a minig, and dish about the rabbanon. On the other hand, if he doesn't eat, then he will, it'll turn out that he said a proper rabbanon. So they assume that it is a proper rabbanon, eating before Abdullah. On the Tzai Shabbos, this is the Issa the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat, you still have dollar, but you're not allowed to say bracha l'atomi either. But the Shabbos said, oh, let's say he's fleshig, and it's not 6 hours, and it's a shakal on a cup of milk. So what should he do? Should he, that's a minute, that's only a minute to wait 6 hours. Should he drink the milk and violate the minute in order not to violate the Issa of bracha l'atomi? Or should he not drink the milk? And what about the right of the minute? And it will remain a drop of our soul. So there's a deal in Achrayim about all these cases, about the 6 hours, and about the tainus, and about before our soul. But yes, so the other swimmers don't touch it, that if I said a drop, even though I intended to eat it, that's fine. But the mice, I don't eat at all, so the other swimmers, that would be a drop of our soul.
The call is about the one who makes it, make it somewhere else. And the one who makes the drop, should be Koyim before everybody else is Koyim.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens that he wouldn't be Koyim, and they would be Yetzal of Brooklyn of
the
Talmud.
They wouldn't have a Koyim, right? That's the din. The others are not permitted to eat before the Mavarach. Before the Mavarach eats.
You make sure that you have a chance to know when you're a problem. You know this is a lie.
That's a child. Yeah.
I mean, no one gets it. No one gets it with the kids. Yeah, Have the shahapa chal on the water. I don't think so. Depends. If he intended milachatchila to drink the milk and possibly to drink some more also, so then the shahapa really covers other things as well. So then, let's say the same shahapa. Let's say a person says a bracha on a cup of milk and the whole milk spills on the floor and there's nothing to drink. But he's thirsty, so he wants to take another cup of milk. So does he have to say another shahapa? But so here he's fleshing. So he says shakal on the milk, so the milk still, he wants to have some soda. If he has to say another shakal on the soda, then it turns out that he said bracha on the soda, and Shulchan Aruch said, they have dinner about this. If I'm saying this, I said it bracha on a tournament store. Shulchan Aruch said, quote, I use shaman. Yeah, say this later on, quote the tournament store. I remember once Rav Soloveitchik was a guest in the Bronx, by Dr. Lichtman, made of Bar Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah was in the Bronx Jewish Center. I got a graphic of Hanlo Roche, put an advertisement in the Yiddish newspaper, Chokom Bolo here, didn't have to, they put in an advertisement, Chokom Bolo here, and so eventually you're going to hold the Drosha in his shul, between Yusha and Mayer on Shabbat. So there was a big crowd of people there waiting, and they told Dr. Lichtman, they printed him in the newspaper, saying to the Russians, you have no choice, it's Parshish Torah. they held up the roshes, and he came to the shul, we had the roshes. So the gabbai after said, they have married afterwards, and then they set up dollars. So the shamans in the shul was so nervous when he set up dollars, he spilled the whole cup of wine. Said, close that roshes. And then he started switching his hands to say, going to the roshes, he dropped the whole cup of wine. So he filled up the cup again, so Rav Soloveitchik starts to tell him, turn this up, turn this up. He told me you have to stand on the Moshe Rabbah and turn this up, because place is closed by your shaman. Lama Sesam and Alam. That if a person has a tree, and he says, Baruch Pihu Eid, and he intended to eat that tree, then it fell in the dirt, and it got all filthy, and he's not going to eat it, but he still wants to eat the tree. So he takes another turmis, or the exact same fruit, but a different one, same type of fruit, but a different one. So the din requires that he has to say another bracha, another Baruch Pihu Eid. So he has to say another Baruch Pihu Eid. So then the Ramah adds on, Bamidvar Mamurim, if he only intended to eat that one turmis, or to drink this one cup. But if he had in mind, he may, after eating this and drinking this, he may want to eat more. So then the Lachatzkiva, the original, the initial bracha, was Kal on another. So then it wouldn't, then he can eat the other food without saying another bracha. So then he can talk it, if he intended to have this cup inflation, then it has a cup of milk, and possibly have more to drink later, more mashkin, and then he realizes that inflation what he's doing with milk, and then you're right. But then you gotta take a cup of water, a cup of tea or something, and it won't be a bracha l'atam. But if that's all he intended to drink is this milk, then it's not gonna help, he's gonna take another cup of tea, because you have to take another shahat on the cup of tea.
I'll taste it when you have shakal taste, you don't need to milk. So what do you eat for? To make a
Sometimes you say the kiddush on your schnapps, you have to drink the kiddush from.
But not the kiddush.
Oh,
for sure.
Which should take the demon?
Which should take the demon?
It doesn't matter. Neither traveling whichever one is coffee. Thank you very much. Okay. Traveling whichever one is coffee.
Isn't that the same as that with the PSL for it? You have to show for it in your hand. And that's what comes out.
The discussion and I'll tell him about that is that the same enough, because by Brichas on the hand the bracha is mamish chal to be matzah. Brichas on the hand is a matzah. Also, that is your hard mellow mazeh b'loi bracha. So the bracha is like a pidyon. Brichas he pidyoner. The Rabbi is supposed to use on it. So the bracha we know is chal on this ketzer. Besides that, Kiyah Shofer, the bracha is chal. Yeah, but when you do say bracha, the bracha is chal on this Shofer, the bracha is chal on my Nishofer, the Shmola. The Shmola calls Shofer. So the bracha is chal on the Shmola from this Shofer. The bracha is chal on
the Shofer.
Right, it's not a chesed. Right. So that's the din in Acharonim, whether the same din of Turmus or would apply to a Shofer. Not like it's an Acharonim, but... These are the three sheets here by the sugar cane. This is the Raman calls all the three sheets I think, whether it's for eight, for Ho'adoma, or Shahakul near the Torah. And it has enough kinina. That's what the later Achrayim talks about, has enough kinina. If a person is chewing orange in his mouth to swallow the juice and to spit out the whole salt, with the bracha b'ho'eta, with the bracha b'shahakul near the Torah, so the later person points out, it's really 2 days in the Rambam, the Machloek is Hagoinim. Well, they're on sugar cane. What do you say? But what do you want to know? What bracha do you say on beet sugar? Well, beets are for a pihu adoma. So they take beets and they remove the sugar from it. So what? Ha'ech, the sugar's not going to be. So it's a toss-up, what is going to be shahako? Is it going to be shahako of adoma? If you have chopped, that's the shahako. If you have chopped up fruit, there are three sheetahs. Later on, there's a rashi. The Gemara says on chopped fruit. The Gemara says later, and on crushed fruit, you say bar pihoi. So Rashi comments on that Gemara, it means that it's crushed, but it's not fully crushed. The trunk is still there. So why did Rashi make that comment? Because the Rashi wasn't there. Some Rishonim say, he's just telling you what the Pirush Amilus is in the Gemara. Rashi didn't mean anything. Just gave you the Pirush Amilus. Another Rishonim understood Rashi, no, he's telling you it did. That if the Mamish crushed it up, then it will no longer be Parish Pihuay. So what bracha will it be? So that's the further machlokes. Will the bracha become Shahakam in the Gemara? That's how most is no more. No, the bracha will be Lachis Chadarge. The Bachal, that it's Lachis Chadarge. Instead of being burpee rice, it'll be burpee adomis. So the back all this, it would have been a vegetable, and you crush it up, and you make it into powder, then it's lowest from burpee adomis to shakum. This is started off as rice, and it's lowered down to the level of burpee adomis. In other China, if I'm not mistaken, that was also Rachik's opinion, others find it differently. It's not like the back all that is not as chadar. We'll have to learn more Gemara's with the Rosh. There's a Rosh about this. That there's a difference between burpee rice and burpee adomis. That Rashi meant to say, that if you have crushed up fruits, you say barfil eif, only if there are little chunks that are still intact. But if you make it into mamish apple fruit, completely liquidy, then you wouldn't say barfil eif. What bracha would you say barfil adam? Or why? Not because nachas chadar. What kind of fruit? Nachas chadar. It loses a little bit, goes down one madrig, and it has to say it goes down one madrig. So this is based on a rush, a different word. That's what the bracha barfi roi, you have to have tsunas hafish to be mikra. So the bracha barfi adam, the Gemara says you don't need tsunas hafish to be mikra. If you have vegetable soup, let's say I cook vegetables in water, shlokas. I cook vegetables in water and I strained out all of the vegetables. Even if not that I mashed up potatoes and I cook soup and the potatoes are all there. I'm eating potatoes and liquid before. No, I cook soup with vegetables and I removed, I strained out all the vegetables and I just have the time of the vegetables. The steak was perished and the Gemara was shulchan aruch, you say for a free hadol, my man. Why? But there's no chunks left because you don't need chunks left to say for a free hadol. But that's what the rush to say, that there's a difference between barfi hadol and barfi hadol. The verse for the purposes of barfi hadol, Rashi says that you need tzuras hafri. For barfi hadol, you don't need tzuras hafri. So if you're going to have apple fruit was totally crushed, not as liquefied, so it doesn't qualify for barfi hadol because it doesn't have all the fruit. So barfi hadol should be. Why should you go down all the way to barfi? Why should you go down to shakum in the water? Every barfi hadol, to the evidence say barfi hadol, it'll be good. I think it's supposed to taste better barfi hadol. Yeah, because juice is not called a free at all. Juice is not called a free at all.
Yeah, but you have
to do it again. It's not
called
going down.
But the salad is
in there. No, the salad is not.
No, if you break it, you crush it,
you blend it. So the whole process is there. Right, so that's the restoration.
So it should be for a free rod. You're talking about another thing. You're talking about the
the eighth will answer after, but... You have apple sauce, what's wrong with you? So sometimes says, barfi right? I, Rashi says, Anad Gemara, Kipisha, I think Kipisha. Sometimes Rashi has told me, I forgot, what's the name of it? I forgot what it is. Fema, yes. Fema, Lama, tell us something else.
I'm in a... I forgot about it anymore.
I have to go back. I think we've long said something about it. I have to look through it anymore. I think that there's a Rashi there somewhere over here. I have an Amanal. A Rashi says that it's not chopped up into tiny pieces. I'm trying to say, well, that is just telling you what the word means. That the bracha is going to be what?
Yeah, but there's a Rashi somehow primo where Rashi tells you that it means that it's not completely crushed. I forgot where it is.
So there are three sheets on the apple, so some say barfi hoy. The fact that it's chopped up doesn't affect the breath. Others say shahakal, but it doesn't affect the breath. Others say broch can't say barbarism. Others say barfi adama. How do you come to a compromise barfi adama? So the Bach says it's always broch is chazar. So he says if you have a vegetable that you chopped up until you liquefied it, if you sliced it and you have chunks, tiny chunks, but that's not liquefied, that's still going to be barfi hoy, it's still going to be barfi adama. But if you crushed it so much, you made it into powder, then everybody assumes that it's going to be shahakal. And the Bach says no. But if it's a vegetable that you liquefy, the charcoal goes down one by dragon. If it's a eight that you liquefy, then it becomes grossing out gone. So the Rashi said based on a rush. But it's not that it's a sword that it's not a skadar, it's a such then it's more of a debate. There's a different sword. But the rush says that for the purpose of Barthi Horei, for that he needs to miss a tree. But for the purpose of Barthi Adam, for that he don't need to miss a tree. If you have apple stalk, if you want to miss a piece of birth, your ace is having the question, so apple would be fine, but Adama would also be fine. So going to your ace is also an Adama, because then it's better. But now that it's not her ace, because it's liquefied, so it doesn't qualify for ace, so why should you go all the way down to her ace? Fair touch your Adama, it's better. Every her ace should have also been an Adama. That's the shayla. What prophet you say on apple stalk? So that's the shayla again. What prophet would a person say if he has, sugar that's made from bees. Sugar that's made from bees. Well, for those that say Barthi Adama, even when it's been gotten liquefied and changed in something, some will also be Barthi Adama. For those that would normally say Shahako on liquefied, that's potato chips. So there's different kinds of potato chips. Some of them, they take potatoes and they slice off a very thin slice. So that's for sure Barthi Adama. There's no machlekes on that. But others, on the potato, on the Pringles. On the Pringles, they're all the same shape.
Yeah.
Pringles are exactly the same shape. How can it be? So they take potato powder.
Yeah.
So they take potatoes and they crush and they grind it. They pulverize it and make powder out of it. And then for the powder, let's say they have, you buy, you know, in all the yeshiva cafeteria, they buy a bag of potato powder. And if you mix it with water and then you cook it, so it's reconstituted potato, instant potatoes. So that, they made it into powder. So that's like liquefying it. So that's the minute of it is that you say shakal on that. And others would all know that if Rasul Vajra would say no, that remains a Barthi Adama. So the shadow would be on the sugar that's made from the beef. The part of the sugar would be that you say shakal on the water. And those who say that on the Pringles you say Barthi Adama, they understand this also, Barthi Adama.
Right.
Yeah, there's one thing in the Ram. The three sheets in the Ram. Adama or eight or Shahaka. Praise the only quote one sheet, is that it's eight. And the other is trying to have another two sheets. All the possibilities.
The cane is grown to make the sugar, so that's the ikea food from the cane, so that's what you're going to make.
Yeah, that's what the wine group is trying to make. Now the devil knows that you can't say away because you're not swallowing it. You're just swallowing the juice. So the juice is always shahaka. And the third sheet was that it can't be very refrigerated because you don't have a separate eight in a tree. Or because the whole thing falls down like the banana tree. All the different sheets.
What problems do you have with the
instant vegetable soup.
Do you have the package?
That's completely pulverized.
Yeah.
So the mini garden is that you say shahakal on that. And those who insist that on pulverized vegetables you say hadama. So that would also be hadama. That would also be hadama because the water is that you mix in is cleaning the top cell to the vegetables. And the vegetables retain the bracha barthi adama even after it's nishtanet. So it remains barthi adama. Well, you got it, then you just, you freeze it. It remains the same rock. It doesn't change. How can it be that Robert said that? Robert said, cause then Bela the Yom Kippure. Potter, if he eats this Zain for Lanyam Kippur, it doesn't have a Shem Michael at all, and it's Mutam and Atar, it's only Tzakah Halachim in the Rabbanon, so he's Tzakah in the Rabbanon. How can it be? Omar Rabbi, Tzakhasi Rabbi himself said, or is it Ravina, it's Tzakash Halach HaLamayit, he's Tzakhasi Rabbi and Rabbi, or Tzakash Halach HaLamayit, then we talk like both members. So Omar Ravina, Omar Rabbi,
Haji Malta document that in Dubois, they had a certain Michael that they got from India and was made by the Goyim, by the Indian Sharya. It's Mutta Bakhila. What's the Sharya? Mutta Bakhila. So Rashi says, maybe it has traces. So they checked it out and said, it has no traces. But even if it has no traces, it's traced by definition. It's like Bishalakum. Bishalakum, even if it's kosher, it's traced. It's Bishalakum. And that's what he says, it's Mutta. Why is it Mutta? Some it's not oil, Shulchan Arachim. If it's not a
microphone,
or if it's Michael Kamoshu Chai, the Gemara has different intent. The only time you have an Easter of Bishalakim is if the thing is not, or if the thing is Oil Ashok Malachim, if it's not Ashok Malachim not, and only if it's not Michael Kamoshu Chai. If you have some vegetable or some fruit that you can eat, whatever fruit you eat, even if the Nachri cooks it, there's no Easter of Bishalakim. So that's where Rabbi has a memory, or Rabina, whoever, he says that there's neither a problem of Rashi says. Rashi writes Sharia, Dina Masla Sharia, Ein Voloi Mishum Bishul Nachrim, the Yisrael the Rabbanon, Voloi, and there's no Yisrael the Raisa, Voloi Mishum Giul Nachrim, Giul means the Giul and Kalem. Agala means when you kasher a trefer clear, to get out the trefer. Giul and Kalem means when the trefer clear comes out into the kosher food. That you don't want. Agala means the kasher is, and Giul and Nachrim, Giul and Kalem, when the trace of bleed comes into the kosher food. The Rebbe says that they checked it out, there's no problem at all. And then he says, number three, because number one, there's no Bishalakim problem. Number two, there's no problem of traces. Number three, when we're walking our life, where are we going? He does say a broch on it. The phrase of the Gemara, this is Malta, is made from this, that's the Zeng Beva. The exact same thing, the two different words for the same thing. So how can it be that Rebbe says that it's not called Achila at all? And then the Kippur and the Muslim and I started to eat it. And on the other hand, it said it's even on the weekdays. He said, no, I'm going to be out there. I said, we just said before, it's probably dead to death. The Rabbi says, why is the Rabbi the Shameh? You don't say a bracha at all on the Tilfari because if you eat it on the Kippur, it's not the Rabbi Lassa. But here, he says, you do say bracha at all. You don't give the same character. You don't like Kasha. Rabbi and Kippur, Rabbi Vesha, be thin. If it's fresh, the way it grows from the ground, then you say, eat the birthday, right? If it's cooked with a birthday, I'll dominate. If it's in Bela, one is a fruit, one is a vegetable. But if it's a vegetable, then you say, no, brach at all. That's not very lucky. Now you must start the period. That's the end of that topic. That was my start of this topic. Very medium is that. It's a very strange to brach at all. It doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Doesn't appear in the bright. Doesn't appear in the bright. The bright that here has, yeah, the bright has Bar Mitzvah, and the next day, 10 lines from the top, Tanya, the Tchil of Bar Mitzvah, yeah, but somehow the Mishnah is very same. The Mishnah doesn't have the Bracha Bar Mitzvah, I don't know why. The bright that has it. But the Lord is not going to discuss what's the story of the Bar Mitzvah. Normally, we have a din of Iker and Tochel. Iker and Tochel, there are two dins. Let's say I smear, butter on the bread may be different. Let's say I smear butter on potato. The butter, the shahakum on potato, is adama, so I smear, I put salt on the potato, I put butter on the potato. So you don't have to say two different drops. There's butter, adama on the potato, and shahakum on the and the butter on the salt. This is obvious that the butter and the salt is only a salt. So the potato, so you say bracha barbi adama, you don't have to say any bracha at all on the salt. Even if the tofel happens to be bread. Yeah, we have them also later. Apparently he's eating herring, and he just holds the herring on a cookie in order not to get his fingers sticky. Or the herring is so salty that it's just going to hurt his throat, he's not going to feel good. He wants to swallow a piece of bread afterwards in order to take away the strong sturdiness of the herring. So you don't give that as a mushroom, but there are halika, proper tofel. You don't wash until it's done, you don't have to say I'm mercy, you don't have to bench, nothing. If mamzer is tofel, you don't have to say brach at all. Say the shakal on the herring, and start to guess when it's a real tofel. Then there's another din of ikar and tofel that the halacha considers arbitrarily. If you have a michael, which is a blend of two different things together, let's say you have a blender, and you blended it together as something which is a shahakal with something that's a ha'adama. Okay? I have, let's say, meatballs. I have meatballs, a shahakal meat with vara, with cooked potatoes, and burnt ha'adama. And I make meatballs with potatoes together. Meatballs potatoes together. And each patty, has a little bit of this. So let's take the polyprotein. Okay. Okay, that's not. I'm getting a better cake. I want to give a better cake because mom is blended in together. You're getting one that's wrapped around. We're eating it together. Your cake is separate. That is a the first cake. Okay, but the first has a shine of chayot. So let's go. This cake is even better. It's mom is blended in together. The ha'et with the ha'adama, or the ha'adama with the sha'ach, or whatever, is mamish blended in together, all mixed in together. The Balabasa will tell you that it's 65% this, and 35% that. But the Gemara says that whatever is more than 50% is arbitrarily declared as the hikir, even though they're both hikir. He's interested in both. He can't really say, it's not like the potato with the salt, the potato with the butter, but it's obvious the potato is the hikir and the salt is the tofu. They're both an hikir. But since one is more than 50% and the other is less than 50%, so the halacha declares arbitrarily that the one that's more than 50% is declared as the ikir, and all you have to do is say one bracha. So now the Gemara has a machlekes ha'maraim. What if you have such a mixture together? You mix together flour with the eggs, with the juice, whatever, a whole bunch of things that are shahakol, and all of the shahakols all together, all mixed together in a whole patty, let's say, in a batter, so it's more than 50% shahakol, and it's less than 50% of muzenizik enough, and then it's going to fry you, it's going to cook it. But you say here also that since it's more than 50% shahakol, like the shahakol, and you say no, that arbitrary halacha, if you have a real ikimun tofel, you have the herring with the bread, that mamish should be ikimun tofel. Even if it's bread, a tofel is a tofel. So you don't say bracha on the bread. Or let's say making potato latkes, and potato latkes is going to fall apart unless he put in a little flour. So you put in just a little flour, just a devik, the alma, the bottom side, just a devik, the alma, that it shouldn't fall apart. That's mamish a tofel. That's mamish a tofel. So tofel, even if it's a hamaytzi, a tofel is a tofel, so you don't say bracha on the tofel. You only say bracha on the tofel. But if you put into the potato latkes more than just a little bit of flour, then it should just be the devik, the alma, to hold it together from falling apart. You put in a significant, less than 50%, more than 50% is potatoes, and less than 50% is flour, but for the purpose of Kadeshi Yisod Halei, so he says, in order to be a little more filling, in order that you have more body, not something that shouldn't fall apart, in order that should be a little more filling, so even though it's clearly less than 50%, so that's a machlokes if I'm around, that's what we're up to. No. So you have to say the Chamesh is meaning doggone always win, that they're always considered the eater. It's not always. If it's herring and bread, then it's a real couple, it's not. But we're talking about not a real couple. This cloud of more than 50%, less than 50%, this cloud is suspended when it comes to the Chamesh is meaning doggone.
Should I say that or should I say no?
That's a cloud of blood, even to the Chamesh and Mini Dragon as well. Just like in a slice, the same cloud of blood. So that's the Machlokes. Chabit Kideira, Rashi says the word Chabit means a pudding. So you have Macholim that... So let us write. Like a
kugel?
Okay, it has more than... It doesn't even have to have more than 50%.
Yeah.
If it has so much flour in it, that it gives it not only that it shouldn't fall apart, but that it should give it more body, that it should be more filling, even if it's clearly less than 50%, that's the same thing in the Zaynus. Than flour, and it's 70% sugar, and other things. Yeah, eggs and all kinds of other ingredients. So you're going to say that it's a yikir and a tofel, and you say shahakal on the cake. But sometimes they only put the flour in to hold the sugar together. Sometimes only the devil belly to hold the sugar together. Well, basically you can't. You don't have any flour. That's a different story. There's no flour. So imagine when you do have flour, but sometimes there's so much sugar. That's the flour, it's just to hold the sugar together.
Yeah,
so even mostly sugar, but usually the flour is there to give it body, so they should use it already. So that is going to be burned in the day. It won't be burned in the day. That's for the bracha v'sheina. But let's say, in order to say bracha v'sheina, so the Mishnah Berurah paskin, others disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah paskin is like the regular traditional achrayim, but in order to say Ala Nichio, it's not enough that you had a kezayis of cake. Not a kezayis, you have to have had a kezayis of flour. So let's say you have, you know that it only has 30% flour. But then you have to eat more than three kezayis.
If you don't know, which is most of the time.
So eat it, make sure you eat it. You don't know, they just say Bar Nefashi. Bar Nefashi is the candy.
You have to have too. You have to have some moves in the garden.
Yeah, you need to
eat
lemon. Eat it. Eat that food, right?
Yes.
Eat that one kezayis bread.
Yeah.
Are you see what the Rabbana? So we're talking with the Rabbana, but you have to eat a kezayis, you don't have kezayis. Then you will eat with the Rabbanan to tell you,
I bet you never see the right unless he eats, can they see bread?
Shiloh, the Mogan Avram says it doesn't have to be kedai sviya bread. If you had a kedai sviya bread, and you had kedai sviya for the whole meal, he says that that's called kriya sviya. He says by cake. He says that's called kriya sviya by cake. And some of the means is that you ate kedai sviya from the whole meal. That would be a kriya sviya from Mogan Avram to earn from. I don't think you need kedai sviya from the bread alone. The Kodesh Shari, nobody has kibbeitim. Nobody talks about the time kibbeitim, but it's enough. Wait for the Shari, whether he talks in Kizayis is their right, or in a Sam Parsi. Kizayis is their right, based on him more later, by Yana and Melech, and he said, and Wilbur Shari talks in that Kizayis is not their right. He said, no, the Kodesh Shari, the only Mokhi, the Kodesh Shari, the Kodesh Shari, the yeah, but still, let's say the Kodesh Shari, the Kodesh Shari, you have to have Kizayis of bread. Yeah, Kizayis of bread, so he wrote that. To say, you say Bari Mina Mizainis, even on a Masha who have a bread, you say Bari Mina Mizainis. Both on a Masha. But we're talking about Brach Acher, not to say Brach Acher on bread, you have to have a Kizayis of bread, not to say Bichas Amazna on bread, you have to have a Kizayis, in order to say Ala Michio on cake, you have to have eaten a Kizayis, not of cake. The Lema Sikha Kizayis of cake. You have to have a Kizayis of the Kemach ingredients of it.
But bread also you have a mixture, not only flour.
And water. That's a shayla. When you have bread, so the Keren Eira Menachis has a chidish. He says that's bread by definition. He says you can't make bread without water and without it rising, without a little bit of nefesh. So let's say I ate a roll that's so blown up, it has so many air spaces in it, that it's really less than a kezayis, and everything is just air. So he says the big air spaces are not even fired. That's every more. But the little air spaces, that's the definition of bread. It rises a little bit. The water makes it expand.
Why is it?
You learn it also. A little bit, the nefesh that it gets, the fact that it gets a little bigger because of the fact that you put in water, that's the definition of mezainis. And the fact that it has a little bit of air spaces, that's the definition of mezainis. But the fact that you put in sugar, a chocolate, a goo, the layers, so that's zichanah. The layers in between is zichanah. That's not even blended into the flour. But even what is blended into the flour, the mishnah brurah and the roibach right in the cold, but it's not mitzvahs to the brach achrayim. In order to say alamichi, you have to have had a kezayis of flour. And some other achrayim say not so, based on the orach chayim from the sepinka, and that's sidur and shulchan aruch. Of course, the other achrayim that is a minority opinion will disagree. And they say, based on the Gemara Menachos, this is a Gemara Menachos about this. The Gemara Menachos says, I bought a piece of Nevela meat from the A&P. And it doesn't have a kezayis. It's no piece of meat. And then I soak it in water, and it gets bigger. Because of the fact that I soak the water, it extends. So the Gemara says, does that count for a sheer kezayis, or for a sheer kezayis, to transmit tumor? Yes, so the Gemara says, So what do you mean, Mid Rabbanon Yamachmir? So what would you say over here, Mid Rabbanon? You have cake. The Mid-Rabbanon, extraneous things that are introduced, the sugar is introduced, and the eggs, and the flavoring, and all the other things. The 70% of extraneous ingredients that are added on to the 30%
The water would be the spark from some of the Karanera says. The water would possess the definition of bread, and that's the summer definition of cake. So that blends into the side of the cake or part of the bread. A little bit of nectar, a little bit of space, that yeah. But the other thing, we can say that the sugar and the flavoring in the egg, that's the definition of bread. You can make bread without that. So that's the extraneous thing from the Natura de Amistar, from the Rabbana de Amistar from the Hachmir. So would you say, the Rabbana de Hachmir to say, Amistar? So that's what the Chachan goes, Chachan would say, yeah. And that's called the Chumra de the Rabbana de Amistar thing. So the Shia, to be Mashal the Shia of Kazai. So the Mishnah holds that's called the Kuda. The Shia Bracha, since the Dinah Sabi Bracha to Hachmir, so the Chachan Shrocha of Atala, so to tell me that I'm allowed to don't tell me I'm a chumra, you have to say a bracha, that's a kula. But I'm allowed to say a bracha as a kula, not a chumra. So that's a machlokes achronim. They all subscribe to the klal in the Gemara and Menachos, in the middle of Menachos. That the Rabbanon, an extraneous ingredient that's added, and it makes the trade of food, or the food, whatever it is, get bigger, so it's the start of the shear of the chumra of the Rabbanon. That's the klal. But they argue over here regarding a bracha achrena. Is he citing a bracha achrena treated as a kula or as a chumra? So Mr. Brewer says that's considered a kula. Because when you have a selfie bracha, say something bracha lahachmir. That's bracha lahachmir. Not to say the bracha. Lahachmir, not to say the bracha. Not yet to say the bracha. That's a takana bracha. The takana rabbana was. Okay. The takana. Well, the whole bracha lahachmir, we assume is only with the rabbana. The whole bracha lahachmir, the solution is with the rabbana. Okay, mamu, hey, mamu. The Rabbanan were the ones who introduced the Nisei of saying Bracha Vatola. They were the ones who introduced the requirement to say a Bracha Vatola even on less than a Kibbeitra, less than a Kibbeitra. But that's the Emachmir Malachmur with the Rabbanan. When I said, we don't eat the Bracha Vatola. So with the Rabbanan, they introduced the Takana requirement to say a Bracha Vatola. But we showed us how local am I said, but we eat that cake. So the Mishnah Berurah claims that if you eat a Kezayis of cake, but it doesn't have a Kezayis of flour in it, that he says you can't say Allah Mishka, you say Baruch Hashem. Yeah, he says I have a food, all foods are Baruch Hashem, they all start from, and Mishka Gura says that Baruch Hashem, so what can I have done? Baruch Hashem you can say later on. If you have, let's say, a Kazayis of cake, and the Kazayis consists of a lot of sugar, and a lot of glue, and a lot of stuff over there, a lot of icing on top, yeah. And the Mishka Gura says they're not so, that you have to have, but in order to say Allah Mishka, you have to have had a kezayis of flour. And some Achraim say no, that the icing on top is zichanat mitzvah. And the icing and the layers is zichanat mitzvah. But whatever sugar they gathered on, blended in with the flour, then the Rabbanan, the Chumah, that would be mitzvah to say Allah Mishka. That's the Achraim.
You wouldn't be the shittin out of that kezayis, like you should say it, right?
Maybe we should do Shkei HaTzibre, whatever.
What do we do by
Borges, for example? Well, then Rabban says, and he'll just pay for. There is a Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, how big is the Kezayis? Is it a half of a Beis HaBeinonis or a third? It should be Beis HaBeinonis. And Rabban says, that with respect to Dinam Deraisa, you go to Chumrit, and with respect to Dinam Rabban, you go to Chumrit. Because the first night of Pesach, eating matzahs is in Deraisa, you have to have a Kezayis, you have to eat it, and you have to have a and the second night of Pesach, or let's say Mora is not as long as the Rabbanon, or Matzah is the second night of Pesach is long as the Rabbanon, so then it's not necessary to eat Chatzi Beis, Shlish Beis of the Dinah. What about to say a Bracha Shoina? So that's, is that called the Kulam, is that called the Chumr?
Alright.
How would you go? So the Mishnah Berurah would say, to be permitted to recite the Bracha is a Kulam. To be allowed to say a Bracha is a Kulam. You're not allowed to be Nepal over there. So he says, in order to say a Bracha Shoina and Kei, it wouldn't be sufficient to have a Shlish Beis of Flour. You would have to have a Chatzi Beis of Flour. And according to those Achrayim, that's called that the Kulam is to be allowed to say the Bracha. But you would go to Kula, you're allowed to say a Bracha on a Shlish Beis.
So when you're in the doubt, you would make a Bracha in the Chosh, and then you
No, if you're supposed to say Allah Mishka, and you say to the Yed, the Kohen Chosh, you're not here, absolutely not here.
You're not sure.
If you're not sure, so you're not allowed to say Allah Mishka.
You say it, Kohen Chosh?
Yeah. And because if you had a half a Kizayis of Nezayna, a half a Kizayis of something other, so that clearly is the start to say Bracha Brei. And you have a study whether you had a Kizayis of flour. So this topic, you're not permitted to say Allah Mishka. Eat another cookie. Or two. Or you say Barna Kashi? It means Safik Alamithya.
I don't think so. According to that, even if Alamichi is the rice, like some Shems, Alamichi is the rice, it's only if he ate today's video from it. But I ate so much spaghetti. It's like Birchas HaMazon is the rice. If he ate today's video, then he just had a kazayis of spaghetti and he's still hungry, a kazayis of cookies and he's still hungry. So then everyone would agree that Alamichi is only the Rabbanu. It's not more common than the Birchas HaMazon. Again, so that's the machlokes hamoron. Chavit kedeir is some kind of a pudding that has an ingredient of flour in it, which is less than 50%. But it's not only mixed in with that, it's not all with that. It's a pudding that doesn't hold together. It falls apart. But it's put in the mishon ha'saleh in order to make it more filling. That he shouldn't be so hungry later. Chavit kedeir v'chein daisa. Daisa is a regular mizrnes dikadish. But it's some kind of daisa where it has other ingredients which are in the majority. More than 50% is non-flour. That's a machlekes of Yudah on the Shachon in his rock. Kind of a very minimal zayin. Machlekes amarayim. That's the not the daisa, the grape that he just has. Let's say daisa is barley, wheat, a regular farina wheatina, regular daisa, just farina wheatina. It doesn't have a ton of sugar mixed in with a lot of oil or something. So we have a lot of the burning in there. Everybody thinks that daisa is mezayin. Farina wheatina, of course it's not wheat. Of course it's mezayin. Keep thinking, that's what they argue. But daisa can't chadit kidera. If it's like a pudding, it means that it has more than 50% of other ingredients mixed in. And the design is the ingredient is less than 50%. The Rav Yehuda Mishakal named the word why sober. The guy seems to have dvash, it has honey mixed in. He holds that soup should eat here. Why is it eat? Because it's more than 50%. That's not okay. If you had a Havadoma mixed in with the Shahakal, a Havadoma mixed in with Havadoma, and then you have two things mixed in together. To make one Michael, and you eat it together, so you go bust with the rice. The rice, whatever is a majority, more than 50% is arbitrarily declared as the ikir. Not the same ikir as potato and butter. It's a different name of ikir.
And what's the
ikir?
I mean,
And let the person plans to have a drink of milk later after they finish anyway. That's another thing. Let's say he's having a potato with butter. She ate out of potato. And then after he finishes, he plans to eat a bar of butter. He's going to eat a bar of butter. So he's going to have to say shakal. Then he's going to have a bar later on. But then he says shulchan aruch. If he's eating an ikir and a tofel, and he plans to eat that tofel later as an ikir to shakal, so then you say ready to shakal now, or whatever the book happens to be now. Then he's going to have a drink of milk after he finishes his cornflakes, his milk. And he says, you ready to break his let him say, oh, I'm this is shakal now. And he goes. But if he doesn't plan to have a drink of milk, he's just going to finish up the milk that's in the bowl. But that's not called having a drink in this place. They just say, what do you have done? I'm probably there.
No, it's like a dog. Wouldn't you say the super comic could make it? But if you make a chocolate, I don't know, so
why is it pulling out of trouble? No, he should eat the tofel before the ikir. Let's say he's having potatoes with butter or potatoes with salt. And then first he wants to taste the butter before he tastes the potato. He wants to have a little bit of salt before he starts eating the potato. So the Rabbah quotes, the name of the Rishon is that if you eat the tofel before you eat the ikir, then you have to say a bracha on the tofel. Whatever the tofel happens to be. Some say that the bracha on the tofel is always lower down to the lat moshakal. The others say no. Whatever bracha the tofel is, that's what it is. And you have to say a bracha on the tofel
because you're eating the tofel.
But
if you make a bracha
shakal,
then you won't be able to make
a bracha. No, he has in mind. That's not the shakal. He has the shakal. Yes. Only goes on the shakal. But why should he say that? Why, what do you mean want to be out to the whole day? What's the whole day? Even if it's more than 50% of the other stuff. Everybody knows the potato is the ikir. There's just flavor.
So the Gemara says again, what? If you have dice, it's great. If you just have Farina, we've seen the Sulam also in the Department of Mizaynus. Everybody needs that dice as Mizaynus. If we give a dice, it's a Chavit Kidere. If it has a mixture of Mizaynus Dikin material with Shahakal Dikin material, the Rabbi Yudhi says Shahakal, why? Because the Mizaynus is less than 50%. So Shahikarika means that it's more than 50%. Rav Kahana comes up and says, no din, that's how we count. Rav Kahana, oh my bird, it means Mizaynus, why? So his opinion is, Smeza Iker, Smeza means the flower. Whenever you have Chamesh Smeza Dogon and something else mixed in together, the Chamesh Smeza Dogon is less than 50%, but it's not a tuffle. It's not only the Devik Diyama that is in the qualify. It's listed on the A. So that becomes the Iker. That becomes the Iker. So the fact we say in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mean going in the Zayin, it's resolved the Iker. We start him on the next topic, more of the whole discussion about rice. We start him that rice, even though it's not in the Chamesh Kini Dog, it's important to the next. What if you have rice mixed in with other things? Let's say you said you have rice with holy chis, with shweish, with cabbage, with yet. So let's say the rice is less than 50%. Everything for the rice is less. What would the din be in that case? Let's first discuss that. Let's say I go to a dinner and I have a fruit cup. So the fruit cup has different fruits. It has some of Adama, some of Hoye. Or you have Hoyev chis where you have clearly distinguishable particles. This particle is clearly the rice. Let's say that, and this is the meat, and this is the cabbage. They're clear what they are. It's not that it's all blended together in a blender. That's a shayla and a chayyadim. The Mishnigura quotes the chayyadim is mistook whether the din of rice and liyut and rice, that whatever is in the rice is arbitrarily declared as the ikan, whatever is in the liyut is arbitrarily declared as the sofa. Does that mean only apply when it's mamish blended in together? Like over here, the sleeper is blended in with drash, with the like our cakes have the sugar with the oil, with the eggs, everything is mamish all blended in with the mixer. It's all blended in the batter. So maybe that's the only time you say there's an ikir with a tuffle. But if each one is distinguishable, the mamish separate parts, maybe then it doesn't fly. So that's a topic in the Chayyot. So when Mishnah Berurah passed the Zalav and the topic from Bracha, you only say one Bracha. If you're eating it all together, you're sticking your spoon into the fruit cup, and in a little spoon, you take together tiny, a few different particles. So sure, you can see that this is the Azama particle, and this is the Haif particle, but you're eating, you eat them all together. You don't eat one piece at a time. You eat five, six pieces, a few pieces at a time. So whichever one seems to be more than 50%, whichever one is more than 50%, is arbitrarily declared as vegan. Whether it's a Haif or the Hadron.
You don't
go around
to make it great.
Well, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. The Chayyotim had a topic, and then you can go fast to topic. Grab a Zaka. So you go Zaka. You only say the Zaka on whichever is in more than 50%. The same over here, let's say. He's eating Hoyachin, and it has a blend of different things. So, I think usually people assume that by Hoyachin, the flesh is vegan. The flesh is vegan. Let's say it says if you have vegetable food, the bracha is for Pira Adama, unless you cook chicken also. So if you have chicken with vegetable and you have flesh, so then it says a Shulchan Aruch, so flesh is considered vegan. Then you say Shahakti, you don't say Har Adama Mahomet. If you have Holy Vichus where you have flesh and fried milk, and even if the flesh is less than 50%, you assume that the bracha Shahakti line is right here
because of
the flesh. Oh, right, that's Mamish itself. The Iker is really the flesh. But if it's not flesh, then it's all kinds of things mixed in, even each one is distinguishable. So then again, we would say whichever is in the majority, whichever is more than 50% wins. So that'll be the drop. So again, even though rice is very meaningless, rice is not the same as chamesh in your daughter. That's what it says in Bavar Aram and Shulchan Aruch. That you don't say that Bavar Min Mizaynus always wins, even if it's less than 50%. Chamesh is the Adoman always wins. But if it's Mizaynus and it's not chamesh in your daughter, then it is subject to the regular rules and regulations of more than 50% versus less than 50%.
The
Cheerios, that's the Shiloh we mentioned, where the oak is really from the Hamish of Mina Dogma. So this professor from Mantis Israel shook up the whole world. He claims that oats and rye. Oats and rye. He says, both oats and rye. We always used to say that the wheat barley oats rye shells is the Hamish of Mina Dogma.
He claims that rye is a mistake and the oats is a mistake. That's like potatoes with sauce on it, or potatoes with butter on it.
Berries are distinguishable.
When I eat it, I've got the rest. Just to add, I'm not eating berry progressives, I'm eating Cheerios progressives. And that's just to add flavoring to the Cheerios. That's like throwing on sugar on top. You don't say brach on the cream, even if the cream is more than the berries. Some you don't say brach on the cream, you don't say brach on the berries. Or let's say you have crazy sauce. Let's say you have nuts coated with chocolate. Or with, yeah. Okay. So let's say you have nuts coated with, and Shulchan Aruch says that if you have nuts coated with chocolate and nuts coated with sugar, then the ikar is the nut. Unless it's not as the chocolate company is selling. If the chocolate company is selling, it's obviously the chocolate is the ikar, not the nut. They're not in the nut business, and the chocolate business. Obviously, if it's in the context of such a box, so then the chocolate is going to be the ikar. So you're on the same number? That's the question. We're probably saying chocolate. Okay. Some say chocolate should be right. People have to learn more about what broth is chocolate. Because chocolate grows on a tree, but it's just kind of like under. As much as possible, the chocolate is a good broth. So let's see again. So the Gemara says, that's the machlokes, the dice, the greatest of them, the good of them, the dice, the dice, the king, the dice, the dice, when the majority of the mixture is not in the dice, 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 the majority, so the dice, more than 50%. Now, Kana says that that klala, more than 50%, less than 50%, doesn't apply when you're dealing with the chamesh, it's in a dogon. Berbim, Zainus, why? Sobos, need the ikir. I'm Rav Yosef, Kabbasin, Rav Kahana, this problem. You have to pass like Rav Kahana. Why? Because in the free of the Gedera, Rav Shmuel, Zainus, Rav Shmuel says like that. What did they say? They didn't say, Chamesh, if me name dogon, Rav Rahman, and Berbim, Zainus. They said a different motion. Kol Sheyesh, Berbim, the Chamesh, is coming. Kol Sheyesh, what means? Amashu, right. It means it has a talumis. So chamesh is min adam yin, even though the majority is not. Kol sheyesh boim, chamesh is aminim, the vav malah is very aminim. So that's how he passed from Rav Shmuel and Rav Kana. Zav dimar vay tegufa Rav Shmuel dam shabbat, they both said, kol sheyesh boim, chamesh is aminim, vav malah is very aminim. V'yit manami, you have another man, Rav Shmuel dam shabbat, they both said together, kol shehu mi chamesh is aminim, vav malah is very aminim. And the chamesh is aminim, on the Wheaties, on the Wheatina, on the Farina, on the Spaghetti, you say Bari Minim Zainas. Why do they have to say two numbers? If you say Bari Minim Zainas on the mixture that has less than 50%, about on the Spaghetti and on the cookie, you say on the cake that has less than 50% of flour, that's just Bari Minim Zainas. So that's cocaine, Frank the Gemara. We need both members. The Iyash mean on culture who Chamesh is mean a dog. I would have thought, well, that's just a B.S. Half a mean a Mishum to Issa D.A.N.A. Issa D.A.N.A. means that it's not a Yeh Tarubis. Tarubis means that it's not necessarily recognized. It means that it's more than right. It is Mamish spaghetti. Spaghetti, the dog is B.N. Or even if you have cake or cookies where the mixture is the right of it is flour. So that's called B.N. also. B.N. means Tarubis means when you have a rive against it, and it's bottle rive, and I say tanki eker, and it doesn't become bottle rive. But whatever the rive is in the Zainus, that's called the end. So if the Iyash mean of kosher, if Rav Shmuel would have only told us the second member, kosher who mechamesh is hamnidim and says going in the Zainus, Kavla, I mean, I would have said, Mishum de he say the ene. The only time you say the Zainus is, if the Zainus is the end, it's not in the bottle rive. Like they tell us that if you have a rise against it, like in the chavit kedem and the dice, or in the cakes we have less than 50% of flour, I would have thought, boy, it should be shakal, it shouldn't be mezainis. Kamashmo on the first memory, that one called sheyeshbo, even if it only has a tarubis of less than 50%, it's still mezainis. Aye, once you have the first memory, what do you need to say? Come on, just my name. The Ashmin and the Hebrew of only calls us the first memory called sheyeshbo. Abamin, I would have said, called sheyeshbo chameshus and mini men. Abalar is the doich and loimishum daide tarubis. The flavor should be more. If you have oil with deichen that's mixed in, and it's
and it's less than 50%, then it becomes nizbaka of the rice, and it's not going to be better than the avali tibian. But if you eat rice the way it is, eating rice. So what bracha should it be? Name my mother, put off your eyes with her, and I'm not Berman and Zainish. If the Mashmah one, Rabbi Shmuel tell us the second memory, say, you only gave mezainis on the chameishes minis of wheat and barley. You give them wheat and all the forms of wheat and barley and all the forms of barley. Basically, chameishes minis don't have two. Chita meserim and everything else is either min chita or min serim. And you don't say mezainis on anything else, not on rice and not on millet. Whatever herbs the dachin is, we'll discuss in Tyson. Not on rice and not on millet. You only say mezainis on the chamesh mishmini dogma. Whether they're bien or whether it's the taruvin, doesn't matter. That's why you need the two members of Rav Shua. Even if the mezainis, even if the flour is less than 50%, you still say mezainis, if it's stock of flour from meat, and the herbs of dechen is never mezainis, even if you're eating rice the way it is. Straight through the mouth. And I said, rice is not mezainis. Straight through the mouth, rice is mezainis. It says that he'll look on his pasta as the dechen. They made a bread out of rice, or out of dechen, out of millet, mevarchal of chila v'sof. You say a bracha at the beginning and at the end, just like you say on regular flour, just like on regular wheat flour. And what bracha do you say on ma'isik kederi? There's a price. If you got a ma'isik kederi, Tanya, there's a price that says, it's chilim of bracha nal vermin and zon, so the same bracha nal bracha ach nei shalosh ala nichya. So it's a fairish of rice, that rice has the same bracha before and after, like spaghetti, like cake and cookies, and the same zonis and the same ala nichya. How can Rabbi Shmuel disagree with the Mishnah of Brisa? And for the Gemara, they interpret the Brisa differently. When it says that you say a bracha before and after, bracha nala chila basaf, it doesn't mean that you say the same bracha as on cake and cookies. You say a bracha before and after, just like on Maisa Kedera, you say a bracha before and after, on rice, you say brother before and after. Why shouldn't you? Because Manat Anoyim, they didn't say worry the cautious after everything. At the end of the Tariq is Mavur, that was only a mimic. The very end of the Tariq. That was only a mimic, and they go, the left line of the Tariq says, Book Chazim Ayam is a bar, and the very end is that you say worry the cautious on everything, even on water, even on vegetables, even on flesh and a fish and an egg and everything. But that was only a later minute, but because man Kubus HaKalayim, there was a tension with their ices, and I like chicken, and I like carrots, and I like everything. If you have wine, if you have steak and cookies, if you have spaghetti, if you have the Shivas Aminim, if you have... No Bracha Ha'anim. Bracha Ha'anim. Bracha Ha'anim. Bracha Ha'anim. So that's what Rav Shmuel will interpret the Brisa to mean, that rice has the same status as cake and cookies that you said bracha before and after. Before, after. Well, what bracha is it? It's a rice, it's rice. It's going to be a different bracha. So it's going to be Hu'adama before, or Shaka, but it's going to be a different bracha. And it's going to be before and after. It's going to be a different bracha. It won't be. It has hashivas. Rice has a hashiv is higher than other things that don't require medina. Don't require medina any bracha chayma. Rice does require medina a bracha chayma, but not at all ala mechia. It's just plain old barna kosher. That's how they kvetch. But barna kosher doesn't exist. If barna kosher doesn't exist, but the answer is, what do you mean barna kosher doesn't exist? A good kasher. The terrors are going to be a shvacha terrors. It's a good kasher. When some of the terrors is like this, where did this minute come from? They say, barna kosher, what do you mean a minute can say bracha? It's like a bracha of a troll. We can't invent a new bracha. It's the chatim, it's a talmud, all the brachas are instituted by the ancient Knesset Agdala. Where did this bracha come from? So the answer is no. The ancient Knesset Agdala were misak and let it pass. It has an optional bracha. If you want to say bracha, you may. Like the Mishnah says in the Gilah. At the conclusion of Hallel, only a moment whenever you say Hallel. The Baruch Shalom will nachton, the Baruch Shalom will gore, the Baruch Shalom will not labor. After the Hallel, if the minute I'm welcome is that you say Hallelujah, so you say, the minute of the moment you don't say Hallelujah, you don't say. So what do you mean? Where did it come from, the Hallelujah? They made up the minute I'm welcome, they made up the wrong bracha. So the answer obviously is no. That's Shaykh Tosak Dalla, one of the second Hallelujah. So Haraye,
But since the point that the Mishnah says in Avot Tzohom that on Pesach night you have to say Halukha Medina to say there at the conclusion of the Halukha. That's Medina. That's the Dozen Ten of the Minigam Halukha. But all year long, do you have to say Halukha after the Halukha? So Rashi says, Hagdama, those who are Mishakin on the Brachas, we're Mishakin Halukha as an optional Brachas. You want to, you can say. If you don't want to, you don't have to. So should you volunteer to say it or not? No, whatever the Minigam Halukha is. If your Minigam Halukha is that they have been volunteering for the last few generations to say Yahalukha, so go, Yahalukha, the Minigam Halukha said, well, so what should you say? Minigam Halukha is that they have chosen, not to, they have opted not to recite the Yahalukha. The family here is also like that. It's not that Burnish Hoshes was invented out the meaning. They invented their own Mishak. The Anshik Nesak is out of Burnish Hoshes and Mishak of Burnish Hoshes. The Burnish Hoshes is an optional bracha. And sometimes it's not optional, sometimes it's obligatory. Namely, the Rav Shmuel are interpreting such very tight over here. They say the writer that says, the Gemara is going to give a better shot. Another few times. The Gemara is going to give an answer, a simple answer. There is one sign for sure. There is one Tana for sure who holds that Hamashis needed to go to the Rabdak to Hamashis. So I think the Messorim in Kutsman, she goes to the Shikram. Abdech Manuri says the same, that there is the Dech and his Nim Dovah. That is good for Mas and five cards if he eats Chomet on paper and you say, Boim and Mizem, you say, I'm going to see Washington Philip is dying, and it's good for Erevei, Yeah. Also, the price is the point of the Hanenuri. That's the more good answer. The price that says that if you make cake from rice, you said bracha before bracha after, just like a regular cake, go to the Hanenuri. Practically, we're on Pasmarkin. We know we're on Pasmarkin. That's the simple answer. But so far, the Gemara didn't realize that simple answer. But there's a Tana who's chaylei. So that price goes like that time. So far, the Gemara thought that this price is la'alocha. So they didn't understand. I spoke against Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel held. He's talking on the right to do say Berman today.
Yeah,
but Berman Fosh is today, and you say Berman is in the beginning of Berman Fosh is today. But so far, Rabbi Shmuel did not hold like that. Rabbi Shmuel would say, only Chamesh is here, does not write is absolutely the same as all the other verses today. It's just plain Berman Fosh is here. And Berman Fosh is here. So what do we do with the writer that says that it's the same as cake? So the same as cake for Brachman Rishon and Brachman. So they're matzik. The first answer that they're not saying, well, it didn't mean in the brachah that you say the same bracha. When it means to say that you're obligated to say a bracha, I hate bracha, that's the chiddush, that's the chiddush. That here, the Bar Mimazenus is Medina. Bar Nefashis, that the Bar Nefashis is Medina. Usually Bar Nefashis is only a minig, it's optional. If you want to, you can volunteer to say Bar Nefashis. And here I write, it's Medina. Even Rabbi Shmuel holds that right is on a higher madrigal. We passed even more than them, right? And I'm ready to say very many designers in the beginning. Just don't say Yahweh Lichy at the end and say Baruch Hashem. But even Rabbi Shmuel tell them all like that. They're masking, however, the writers on a higher Madrega, the high notes, that you got to say Baruch Hashem Midi when you finish it.
Right.
That's the Shabbos. So we found that a rice kugel is burning in the Zionist in the beginning and burning the Shabbos at the end. But Rabbi Shmuel held not, so Rabbi Shmuel held that a rice kugel is burnt to Yehal Domer. We think Mark comes to the Maskana against the Rabbi Shmuel. Mark says on our day, so we passed him that the Bracha Shalom Paneho is burning in the Zionist and the Bracha Shalom Paneho is burning the Shabbos. Yeah. Let's see again the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Kimaisik there, well look Kimaisik there. When it says on the Brisa that rice is the same as spaghetti, the same as farina, we've seen there, it's a little bit the same that it requires a bracha, or not that it requires the same bracha. Kimaisik there, the Marachin on Allah's name of itself, that Medina. Medina requires a bracha before and after, but it's like Kimaisik there for the Nisach HaBracha. Kimaisik there, the correct bracha is the Tchilim HaBracha, where we're going to be there, so the bracha HaFnei HaSholish. But he, when you're having the rice, the chile you say, shahakal niya b'dvar, right? That's the question of Shulchan Aruch. Why shouldn't it be shahakal? Why shouldn't it be burpi al-dama? Why shouldn't it be burpi al-dama? Well, I think, no, because it's nishtana, that's why. Because they take it, they make bread out of it, nishtana. We'll have to talk later, but we didn't talk about nishtana. About grinding up, what's the deal about grinding applesauce? Well, we'll finish the whole story about applesauce, so I'll have to come back again. Why should it be shahakal niya? No, that part of Rabbi Shmuel we do pass now. Kol Sheyesh Bari, that part we pass in Kol Sheyesh Bari Chamesha, and it's only Chamesha Taminim. It doesn't apply to the writers. Even though one could have argued, Rabbi Shmuel's own hold, as he said, Rabbi Shmuel, you know, he never said the same as our rice. So of course they're going to say, Kol Shiei Shem Mechameshes Minei Zoven. They hold that even our rice, the end.
You don't say.
You don't say, you say Huazoma. You don't say Burning Mizos. Of course they're going to say, Kol Shiei Boy. Mechameshes Minei Zoven. We who pass the Malacha that on rice, he do say, Burning Mizos, that's the Malkon at the end. Maybe we should have passed him that even Kol Shiei Boy. But he says, Shukharach, not so. I think the Magen Avraham says not so. He's passing. Only if it's less than 50% of Chameshes Minei Zoven, then it's always the Yikah. But less than 50% of right, which has a brother, but then that's not the Yikah. That's judged regularly.
Yes.
Yes. It's all based on Rabbi Shmuel, but we don't ask him this, we could have Rabbi Shmuel. But that's this part they tell you to ask. Right, that's the kasha that we have. If you don't like Mizaynus, to say, why should it be Shachar? So Shukhanah says, except that it's Mishkanah. So they ground up the rice in order to make the flour out of it, in order to make the cake out of it, in order to make the bread out of it. But this is called Mishkanah. Why not say that this is Mishkanah and my use of it? Because we're talking about the like cake?
Yeah.
The Rachmi Shli, the day, the Sefer Mishkanah, today? Yeah. The only Shaila is that we really say Bar Minim Zaynik before. It says there are many years, it's only about the Shekhanah Kodesh. The rice is buried. Minim Zaynik only if it's cooked very well. Sometimes the rice is not cooked so well, so it's hard, a little bit hard. But then it's only Hadamah. And if it's cooked very well, till it became soft, then it becomes very clean on the Then it becomes Bar Minim Zaynik. And faith is raised as the Shiloh of the
Ruach. The only one that doesn't come back, let's just come back.
Yes, but it's only one.
You have those rice cakes where they're supposed to be rice. You don't have one of
them. I think so, yeah. The text is over here, raises the shayla. Here, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel holds that you only say Bari Minim Zaynus HaChameshes Minim Dogan and you don't say on rice. Rice does not have a special status with respect to Bari Minim Zaynus. The Gemara is going to take you up to the Rabbi Shmuel. The text is right over here. You up to the Rabbi Shmuel, you up to right before the Tudah. The text is coming to you up to the Rabbi Shmuel that you do say Bari Minim Zaynus on Iris. The text is wanting to say it's only for Iris. Only Ba'ir. Abu Abdech and Loi Havi Tiyufa. Actually, Davi Hilfa Sakaf Asai. Lama Bachan Alei, Bar Minim Zaynus. The Gemara says that Ba'ir is an exception to the rule. It's only Ba'ir. Maybe we shouldn't put Ba'ir and Ba'ir together. Maybe it's only Ba'ir. It's Bar Minim Zaynus. And Ba'ir is not. Ba'ir and Blight for Pi Adam. So the text is before has the machlekes, what is Iris and what is Doichen? So they say, Rashi Pirish, Iris is nil, and Doichen is rice. Some kind of a vegetable that's millet, something that's like a grain. I think they make a chocolate, some they make a chocolate drinks out of that, and millet. What is it?
It grows on bushes.
The text is that there's chucking, which one is rice and which one is millet. Rashi says, Rashi, Pirish, Oiriz is millet, and Dechen is rice. The Yeshim Vashem Parker, that Oiriz is rice, the Lai Pirish is rice, and Dechen is millet. So the Shad is, how do you talk to me? The next place it says, Tiyuk. The says that there's a different halacha l'mayis, the Chapsan Askelina, but only on Oiriz, so you have this chapel night, that you say, Barim and Mizainis, in the beginning, and Barim and Foshis at the end. But on Dechen, it's just plain Barim Pri Hadama, and Barim and Foshis. So which is right? So which is right? So we know today which is right. Everybody knows that Oriz, in all the languages, all foreign languages, is right. But that's the shadow. Some Achrayim say that we're not sure. We're not sure. Since we don't have a Maseret, we're not sure. But some say you should never eat rice or millet unless in the middle of the meal. Unless in the middle of the meal. That's what Rav Soloveitchik, the Chacham Lubavitcher, used to say. It's a very strange idea. He said that even if you can be Mubarak based on all the dictionaries in the world, all the lexicons in the world, which word is which? We know that arroz and virus is rice and all the foreign languages help to finish because we don't have a master.
The master was broken.
I wouldn't need a master for now. Because you have to have a master. He said, you have to have a master. That's what he said, based on his version of the Beis HaLevi. We don't have that Beis HaLevi. We have the letter that the Beis HaLevi sent to the Rabin HaRebbe. When the Rabin HaRebbe claimed that he discovered the fish in the Mediterranean, officially, he discovered the halos and we made chalos and so on, so the Beis HaLevi, so most of the Gdardim of his time didn't accept it. And again, by now, it's assumed that it made mistakes, but it wasn't correct. But at that time, they weren't sure, so most of them didn't accept it for various reasons. So the Beis HaLevi sent him a letter, which he printed, and he has three swarm on the paper, so much to take out paper. So one of them, he prints up all of the letters that the Gdardim sent him. So the Beis HaLevi gives the whole explanation why. The Rav Soloveitchik has a tradition as to what the Beis HaLevi sent him that doesn't correspond to that letter that printed. Is this another letter? I don't know. So he said the Beis HaLevi signer was that since the Masorah as to the translation of the definition of what the Chalazan is has been lost, we don't have a Masorah. Even if you can figure it out, you can reconstitute it based on archaeological discoveries and extinctions and so on, nothing will help. You have to have a Masorah, another Masorah case. You need a Masorah on Pirush Amin.
You
can't
have the Masorah. You have to have a Masorah. But the Masorah must be Ishmael Hugos. If you don't know it, like Abu Nawas, won't help
us. You find like Abanali. He means a different thing. Not necessarily. Moses, and it means like this, brush of shalom. Fish, you don't need a masara for the Torah tells you. If it has nothing in the kosher, it's kosher. The Amos, you don't need a masara. If it has knowledge in the kosher, it's kosher. Papers, it also depends what it's called. The only way to know is, the Gemara has been on it, so the Gemara says, you're not allowed to follow us, how much you want. That's a Zlachar HaMaisa, the Tanayim said it has this kind of a beak, and this kind of a nose, and this kind of a cock, and this kind of toes, and it does this and it does that, and it does that. But those are all seem honest. But it all depends on what it's called. If you don't know what it's called, it. So what it has been forgotten what it's called. And then I find out that all the grain in the world, they call it...
Indeed.
Yeah, they call it this and they call it this. And the Chumash says that this is kosher and this is trade. But just because I lost my master doesn't mean I can sit around shop in the Chumash based on lexicon. Why not? This is what the Rishi claimed that he said that this. A lady said that if you don't have a master of what Chalazan is, even though you can figure it out based on the simanim that the Gemara has, it won't help. You won't be
doing anything wrong.
Well,
Sasha
just as Sasha before.
So what are you doing?
He said, I already give up. You're gaining nothing. You're gaining absolutely nothing because you don't have
any money.
You
don't spend the money.
Yeah, it's expensive. Don't waste your money if you're not gaining anything because you don't have a matter. Even if you hit the nail on the head and it's the right one, it's wrong. Even if it's right, it's wrong because it's not the matter. You don't have a matter. It's a very important.
You have a matter for things to go ahead from an addict you found out you hope for that shame. What was the Arab to do with the material?
You said on that Gemara, the Gemara there has a few members one after the other. The Gemara says they didn't know what Chalad Lubit was. They didn't know what the secret did in the Tadash. A whole bunch of things they didn't know. They heard this, they heard that. They just go get a dictionary and find out this thing. See tonight Gemara that has to be the Masur. Here's Shamil has
something more. Who's the
Masur? But then Gemara says that. He said, I'm to the day ready, heard it from Reb.
But
Gemara says they got from an Arab. See tonight Gemara, who's the Masur? I thought it was a very square book. Anyway, Halakha Maita, how do we pass him? Just to sum up the Kitta. That not only on the Hamesh, not only Shireen and Mithina. He said, very minimal, even if it's a taruvit, let's say a cake, and it's more than 50% sugar and oils and eggs and other things, we talk to our Ravish in the world that you also say very minimal for the Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona, you'll only say, I'm missing the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk, if you know that you have eaten a kezayit of flour, just because you had a kezayit of the mixture, you wouldn't say a Bracha Rishona. There were some Rishonim that disagree, but I think it's generally assumed, I think most Rishonim are all like the Mishnah Berurah quoted. That you only say Alamichia, you know that they had a kizayis of Dove. And regarding the rice, the rabbish mohol that on Oiriz V'dochen, the Drache does not change at all. No special status. So Drache HaFrayim is a Mastima, that the Oiriz V'dochen is Medina. You know, a little bit Madrega, Oiriz V'dochen is Medina.
and he talks to not like them, the Gemara is going to make a deal against them, we're going to pass him that Oiris, so he just makes a split. Oiris has a special madrega, special status, and Dechanan, which is which, so most of the Tosfos assume that Oiris is the right. And some say that since it's a machlokes, so we don't really know for sure, so you should never say Borei Mezonos on either. You can only say Borei Mezonos, you should only eat, you should avoid eating rice and millet unless in the middle of the meal, when you say I'm lazy anyway.
No, to avoid a sausage roll.
Okay. In the very beginning of Parshas Baalos, the Chumash says that Moshe Rabbeinu should tell Aaron HaKohen that he should light the menorah. But the pasuk shot from the pasuk is that the mitzvah of Lachos HaMenorah has to be done by a Kohen. Tavir Lahara, Baalos Chasamir, that's the pasuk shot. The Gemara says in Yuma that if a czar is modeling the menorah, there wouldn't be a chiyuv mitzvah b'dei shamayim, even though Lachos HaMenorah mecharis in Achoida, and a czar acquires Yuma means that there's mitzvah b'dei shamayim with a non-Kohen, a czar means a non-Kohen of any of the Achoidas. So the Gemara says, Hadlokeh lav avoidim. Hadlokeh hamenorah mishkan avoidim. So what does that mean? So there's a machlokes is the Rambam and the Raya. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzvita and Sofi that l'chatchila is permissible for a zar to do the hadlokeh hamenorah. Why? A zar is not allowed to go anywhere near the Hechel? The hadlokeh zar has the Rambam for the Rabbana. He's not allowed to go in. So if it happens to take the menorah out, if he happens to be in, but he's not allowed to go, or if he happens to take the menorah out into the Azorah, and the czar is permitted to have to light the menorah, then they have to put the menorah back in order to be kosher. And the writer says, what are you talking about? If the menorah said, I've lost a lot of avodah hi, it doesn't mean that it's not enough avodah at all, but you only need a kohen. Why do you need a kohen? That means that Yisrael B'nei Shamayim is exempted from Yisrael B'nei Shamayim. The menorah has many exemptions, but hardly any. From all the avodahs that are done, the menorah only has four. There are only dalal avodahs, not shechita kabbalah halachas as we can. There are only four avodahs from all the 100 avodahs, and there are only four types of avodahs. Very little that is not a time to be shaman. So not a lot of it means when it gets a week to be shaman, but it doesn't mean that it's not a lot of it at all. So Makshim Hoyle and everybody asks on their Rabbin, how can the Rabbin say such a thing that it's permissible to have Chilah for a Zahar to be Mabdik the Menorah? It's not against Pasuk Beis. It's not there Allah Haaret. The Mabdik of Allah is Chosan Eretz. So why is it only told to Allah? So the Meshach Chochmah and Yor Samech and the Sefer Chumash wants to be Miyashik the Shere Rambam. So he said, this pasuk in Mahalashka is thinking about the first hadlaka. If the first time you do the hadlaka, then this has to be done by a kohen. Because the din is avodah and lachan chotam. The first time you do the hadlaka, it's not only the avodah, it's not only the mitzvah of hadlaka. The Rambam holds that it's not an avodah. Hadlaka is not an avodah at all. It's not an avodah at all, but it's only a mitzvah. It's true that the dayrei, every day, every evening when we do the Havlokah Samadayrah, that's a mitzvah of Havlokah, but the first time Avodah Samachan Chasim, the first time, it has to be labeled as an Avodah, but the first time it has the status of an Avodah. Pashup Shat is certainly not like that. Pashup Shat is certainly not like Yerushalayim. Pashup Shat is a Zad Halokah, that Avodah Samachan Chasim, that Avodah Samachan Chasim, doesn't mean every day, it's not an avodah, and the first time you do the hadlaka, it is an avodah. The pashtus is that it's not so. The pashtus is that the first time you do the kiyum mitzvah, so that's mechanechet. If you hold it, according to the Rambam, you don't need a kohen. The derech that you should need a kohen the first time either. The pashtus is that the derech in here is a pshetus. The pashtus is that it's not a job. I tell my friend and want to say such a distinction. I'm sure want to say such a distinction regarding tumah. They say that the true the din is that he could be the kasha that they asked on the chashmul bayim. That they came into the Beit Hamikdash and they found that there was no shem in tohor, there was only shem in tamei. So on that occurred, they had a little bit of shem in tohor and it burned straight away. So the Rishayim and Acharim all ask a kasha. The din is that tumah hutra v'tzidur. And if you don't have shem in tohor, you're permitted to be mavik shem in tamei. So what do you need in that for in Gansu? Rishayim and Acharim want to answer that the Gemara says that they made a luminary then.
The old menorah was no longer used in the Beit HaMikdash because it was used for these other purposes, all the priests in the Chilul. So now to make a new menorah. And then make a new menorah, it's Avodah Machan Chosam. But then everything has to be the Tahara. That the consequence, if you've already been Machan the menorah the first time, then the rest of the time is when you're going to be Mavik the menorah, that's going to be Mitzvah, that can easily be done the Tumah. But the first time has a special status, it has to be done the Tahara. But don't you see that the Rabbi Shimon ben Achron has said like the Ol Hametz Torah over here, to distinguish between the first time and the rest of the times? I don't think so. I think that's in comes from a different source. What's the definition of a carbon shizmana kavua? What's the halacha? Which carbonus are you permitted to be mafrid the tuna? If it's a carbon shizmana kavua, this carbon has to be offered today. And if I don't do it today, it's not yabba yabba bakla carbonus. But then the dinim that is zecha tuna. But if it's a carbon, if I don't do it today, I'll bring it tomorrow. So it's the best thing that's the din is that it's not Dech HaShav, it's not Dech HaTumah. Every time it has a special status that it's Dech HaShav, it's Dech HaTumah. It has to be done today. So when you have that, then it has to be done today. If you have a menorah that's already in the Shkana Chivorah, and then you're going to be modeling the menorah every day. If you're not going to be modeling today, what are you going to wait for tomorrow? So you're going to miss today's mitzvah. But if you have a menorah which you were not yet Mechaneh, you come to Yerush now to be Mechanicha, so who says you have to be Mechanicha today? So wait till tomorrow, you be Mechanicha tomorrow. Cold mind, you weren't Mechanicha yet, so it's not Manukha Vua, the blemish. Who says, Yidra Gimel Mitzvah, to do it as early as possible. It doesn't have to be today, so wait till you be Tahar. That's a different, that doesn't show that the first Tavok is, the first Tavok has a special text. The first Tavok is not Manukha Vua, that's why you don't have a head to the Gidei Chashad because there's a Tumah. The concept of Tavok is it's already in the Skadish Givorah, very in the Skadish, very in the Mechuyitah. It's very difficult to say such a distinction like there's an accent, that the first one needs a coin, and the rest don't need a coin. The Skadish is in terms of not. That's very wrong.
Why can't you say Chashid is a random?
Right, but again, that's the juxtaposition, meaning that in her mind, family is always central. No matter what, you always have to work on family. And this was, on the other hand, seeing that community was much more important. Yeah.
Did they say in the Midrash how Alan was brought up? No, he needs to be brought up with his parents or people that are not going to give him help?
No, he was brought up at home. And he was one of the leaders. Yeah.
Yeah.